Welcome back. You're just listening to Universe Zero's first album, remastered, 1313. And the tracks you just heard were Carabosse and Docteur Patois. And man, there's a sound going on in these tracks. It sounds to me like the bass. Like the bass guitar is playing this like like this low rumbly thing, but it sounds also like there's an accordion or some kind of reeded box squeeze boxy instrument playing along with it, but like it's on the other side of a wall or something. And I really dig it. It's some crazy texture. I love what they're doing in there. And yeah, it's funny, in one of the earlier tracks I could hear they brought in a harpsichord, and I was like, wait, is that a harpsichord or is that a synth? And in this track, they featured the harpsichord very clearly. And, so it's definitely a harpsichord. Definitely a harpsichord. Man, those things are hard to keep in tune. I can't even imagine these recording sessions. Like, plucking away, hammering away at those strings. Yeah, because like harpsichords, you hit the key, but it plucks the string. It's got a little plectrum in there. And if you play them too hard, they go out of tune real fast. And, you know, there's a whole lot of strings there. So maybe they're just that good. I don't know. But yeah, this is, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Extratonal. I am Garen Fitzgerald. And I was going to read you guys off a bunch of, like, things going on in town. Like, we've got these, this Shadbolt pamphlet. But there's only two things left. Man, they end their season early. So the two things left are on June 2nd, there's a jazz jam at the Shadbolt Center. No fee. It's a free admission thing. And apparently you just go there and jam out with a bunch of people playing some jazz at the Shadbolt Center. That's June 2nd. And unfortunately, I don't really list a time on this pamphlet. Otherwise, I would tell you. But it's a secret. And then the other thing is they have opera on a Sunday afternoon. June 21st is the next one. And there, the Burnaby Lyric Opera presents highlights from some of the world's most famous operas. So there you go. If you want to get your jazz and classical mixing friendly within the same month, then you can go play some jazz on, June 2nd, and you can listen to some opera in the park on June 21st. Exciting times to be alive. Exciting times. So, I got two more tracks off this album to play for y'all from Universe Zero's first album, 1313, which I guess isn't really actually their first album. That's a remastered setup of their first album, which was just called Universe Zero. But the next two tracks and the two final tracks off this album are Malaise and Complaint. And I don't know. I don't remember what they are, but we're going to play them. And hopefully y'all will like them. And if you got thoughts about them, please text me at 778-782-2573. Let me show my listener appreciation via text. And I was going to press the play button, and that would have been perfect timing, but here we go. Thank you.
Thank you.
So that's the end of Universe Zero's 1313 album. And yeah, I mentioned earlier, this music reminds me of some, or makes me think of some kind of brain mashup between Astro Piazzolla and Terry Gilliam. And well, our final song for the evening here at Extra Tonal on CJSF 90.1 FM is Astro Piazzolla's, where did the title go? I'm looking right at it. Right, Sweet Punta dell'Este intro. And they actually use this song in the opening credits of the 12 Monkeys film with starring Bruce Willis. And that was a good movie. I don't know if y'all have seen it, but you should go check it out. I know there's a TV series of it, apparently. I haven't seen that. But yeah, and if you don't know who Terry Gilliam is, check out Time Bandits. Check out Monty Python. He did like all of the hand animation stuff there, or like the collage animation stuff. And starred in quite a few things himself. What other movies? He did a whole bunch of movies. He's like a very... Oh, Brazil was a good one. Very surreal, interesting films. I think he directed The Adventures of Baron Munchausen, which stars... a very young Uma Thurman is in there. I think she's like 18 or something. I don't know. But yeah, so if you remember Uma Thurman from Kill Bill and you're like, wow, I wonder where she came from, check out The Adventures of Baron Munchausen. But anyway, we're kind of coming toward the end of the evening here. And yeah, just wanted to say it's been a blast. And I love coming on here every Wednesday night, sharing some weird music with you all. I hope you enjoy listening to it, because sometimes I wonder, is this too weird for radio? And then I remember that I'm on, you know, community radio station. And I gotta say, there's nothing too weird for community radio. Take it or leave it. It's what it is. What is the slogan? Independent, diverse, or diverse, independent, and yours. If you want to make a better radio show, you better get your butt on down here. Volunteer. We take volunteers. Check out the CJSF.ca website, where you can also get playlists and stuff from your favorite shows. So, I think I've done a lot of plugging. I don't know if I have anything else to plug. Enjoy the beautiful weather while it lasts. And I love that Canadian heat waves are 30 degrees. Because when I was living in Korea, that was a cool breeze on a summer day. Yeah, it gets pretty toasty out there. But yeah, just to remind y'all, you've been listening to Universe Zero's album 1313, which is a remastered version of their eponymous album Universe Zero, which was the original. And this was released in 1977. If you want to go back and listen to it, I highly suggest that you do. Put on some headphones to get that intimate closeness to all the wonderful mixing choices they made. And for real, check out those guitar plucky things in your left ear. Oh my God, they're so fun. But yeah, I'm probably talking too much. But I'm going to start playing this Astro Piazzolla song. I should probably turn up the fader first. That's a wonderful idea, so y'all can actually hear when I start playing. But stick around, because after my show, we got Girly So Groovy and Scream Therapy. So lots of good stuff left on the radio. Have some Astro Piazzolla. Thank you.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.